just because of that smile you've got. But after knowing you, yes, as much as
dubstep. Somebody calling out for the dubstep is here, is now. Joe Nice, folks. Joe Nice visiting from Baltimore here in the Bay Area. Happy to have him on the program today, purveying the dubstep sounds of the 06. You liking it? You feeling it? You want to find out more about homie? Go to myspace.com/Joe Nice. Joe Nice, just like it sounds, information about his jam on Gourmet Beats and his jam on Breaks FM, and probably some info about Dub War NYC. Oh, there we go. Started out with a nice tune. That was Dennis Brown with Smiling Faces on Observer. Aye. Also, Zombie with Ganja Man. That's about where we're at, right?
Yeah.
Yep. DJ M, DJ Push, Future Breaks, Joe Nice on the wheels. The 1 hour number one. 8 numbers up in here in the studio. 751-KUSF. Again in the 415-751-5873. We got some parties to talk about this hour and so forth. Until then, futurebreaks.fm. Hang around. Who's dubbing it? I seen.
I got you, my little
We'll be right back.
You're live in the mix with Joe Nice on Future Breaks FM. Number in the studio here, 415-751-KUSF. That's 751-5873. My name is DJ M, holding down the studio. Last few from the Joe Nice, we had Benga with Killers About. After that, Pinch with Answer. This one is Scream, THC Dub. And again, if you're online checking out the show, large ups, you can tune into the AIM chat room as well, Future Breaks FM, or hit us directly, Future Breaks. And again, Bay Area crew, if you want to catch another Joe Nice appearance, he was at Grime City last night down Anu. I think he's playing tonight at Silent. So check that out.
Thank you. Yeah, Future Breaks FM taking you through 6 o'clock. Joe Nice live in the mix representing GourmetBeats.com, Breaks FM, and Dub War NYC. This one is Hijack Nightmares. Dark tune before that. Distance Travels was the last one. That's a world exclusive coming through from the Joe Nice. And before that, we had Pinch with Punisher VIP. That's the one with that crackle. That fucking dark sound. Dark sound. Say a big up to the latest few people in the chat room. We had Signal Station, Subject 6, and Jim Dubstep. If you want to join in again, the AIM chat, Future Breaks FM is the AIM chat room, or you can hit us directly at Future Breaks.
Dubstep Nation. Dubstep Nation. Just coming through a tune from a local cat here in the Bay Area, Jungle Don Juju. Juju of Futuro fame, who I was hanging out with at a party about a month and a half ago, and he asked me, "Yo, what do you think about this dubstep sound?" And I said, "I like it." Next thing you know, boom, he's putting out tracks. Obviously not based on that conversation, but feeling the dub, always a long-term dub. Right now, in the mix, of course, we're listening to Joe Nice out of Baltimore. We're going to get him up on the mic here in a second, talk about what's kicking out on the east side. I know a lot of stuff's going. He's got some good stuff online, so feeling the dubstep. Also want to shout out a party here real quick. Good stuff going on tonight. My girl Seraphim has got a jam going on. It's called Cherry Bomb. That's right, Cherry Bomb, which is a little indie rock, electro house, dance party jam. It's going on at this nice joint called The Space Gallery tonight, featuring Seraphim, White Girl Lust, and DJ Odd Rock. It's also going to be art showing by Nidif 21 Photo Group, or no, Nish 21. Let me just N-I-S-H-F 21, that photo group. Those drink specials, buckets of beer. Whoa. Cherry Bombs and more. It's all going down again at the Space Gallery, 1141 Polk Street. Now that's a 21 and up event, and it does, it looks like it's ending at 1 o'clock, so heads up. We give out some tickets, but it's so incredibly cheap that, you know, it's like pennies. It's not gratis, but, you know, it's like pocket change or something, so no worries. It's called Cherry Bomb, Seraphim, Space Gallery. Peep it out. I think there might be some other information at djseraphim.com. S-E-R-A-P-H-I-M. There you go. Hang tough. Future Breaks FM. This is the second week in a row we played dubstep. Kind of like it. Cutting on the edge. Stay tuned. Joe Nice up here on a mic. Going to talk about his flavor of dubstep coming out of Baltimore right here on the FBFM. Keep it locked.
Wrapping it up with the Joe Nice here on Future Breaks FM. We're going to get him on the mic in just a minute. Real quick, I just want to shout out a store brand new opened up. You might want to check it out. It's over in Chinatown, 16 Waverly. Steve's store is called Eve's Orange. You want to check that out for your clothing, artwork, photography, all sorts of stuff. Check that out. Friends of the show, evesorange.com gets you all the information on that.
Another nice Saturday here on Future Breaks FM. So glad to have you all joining us on the program today. Thanks to all those that called out. Just getting out of a fine session from the one like Joe Nice in the place. What's up, Joe?
Everything's cool, man. Having fun.
Appreciate you coming through.
Anytime. Thanks for inviting me.
You having a nice time out here in the
Bay? Loving the life, man. It's gorgeous out here.
What are the highlights?
Women are lovely.
Wait.
You know how that is.
when the sun is shining, you know it.
You know it,
sparkling.
Man. You know it. You know it. The bay is beautiful, gorgeous weather outside, not a cloud in the sky. Life's good.
What'd you get into while you're out here?
Played at last night, I should say. We played at
Grime City.
The rest of the big crew played at Grime City, a club anew.
Uh-huh.
I think over on 6th Street. And
yeah, it's a good one. That's a good monthly over
there.
Yeah,
man, we had a grand old time.
We like those kids.
Love them, man. Shout out to everybody that was over there: Jamin Monk, Axiom, MC Child, Megatron.
Yeah.
Everybody, man, it was a big time last night.
Big ups. And you did an in store Amoeba yesterday as well.
Yeah. Me and Subtech, we did an in store yesterday at Amoeba. And
nice footy right there.
No problem, man. It's that World Cup in me. You know, what I was watching it earlier on today. You know, we did an in-store yesterday. Shouts out to Mike B and the rest of the crew over there.
Whoop,
and Amoeba Music. It was good times over there. We had fun. Did us do an in-store for about an hour and 20 minutes or so. We played a bunch of stuff that we ended up playing at later on the evening at the event, Grime City.
Right.
And it really got a lot of... I think a couple of people that didn't know what was going on decided to say, wow, look at these guys. I like what they're playing. They're buying CDs. They're buying records.
Yeah.
It's a free event. Let me come out.
I mean, absolutely, definitely. You know, dubstep is still pretty new to a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. It's a relatively new sound. I mean, it's only been in existence really since about 2000,
right.
2001. And I've been playing it since the middle of 2001, early 2002.
Now, I don't really want to put you on the spot like
That's
this,
okay.
but for the uninitiated, just
sure.
Break it down in a sentence. What is dubstep?
Wow, that's a great question. Because, I mean, dubstep, it's not as easy as just saying dubstep is, and you fill in the blanks. Because there's a lot of things that go into making dubstep, and it's not necessarily just a bunch of sub and, you know, a couple of snares on a 2 and 4 and a hi-hat here and there and having it made by some producer in South London. There's a lot more to it than that. It's emotion. It's the way the music feels. I mean, just because you have something that's at 138 BPM doesn't necessarily mean it's dubstep.
Mm.
Do you see what I'm saying? There's okay, let me
well, granted, we're going to call out the influence of Jamaican dub.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There is that. And there's obviously influences of reggae and other elements from every other sound that make up what dubstep is.
Right.
I mean, it's not like breaks, or it's not like house where you have a consistent kick drum here and there. It's not like drum and bass where it's moving at 174 and you can find the snare.
There's a swing
easily.
In the dubstep.
Yeah, there's a certain feel that dubstep has where it feels slow, but it's moving quickly.
Right. Oh, that's a good way to...
You know, it feels slow, but it's moving quickly.
That's an important
thing,
though.
There's a certain pace to it. There's a certain amount of space in the music, just like old dub has. And there's bass, which is the primary element of the music. So there's bass, pace, and space. So for those that are taking the quiz this afternoon or this evening...
Say that one more time.
Bass, pace, and space.
I love it.
Bass, pace, and space. Well, I was trying to sound like Barry White on the microphone.
We're talking to Joe Nice here on Future Breaks. Joe Nice out of Baltimore.
Yes,
doing a bunch of business back there. You got a couple of regular shows you do on the monthly. Let's start out with the GourmetBeats.com
jam.
Yeah.
Gourmet Beats was a music and art collective started with me and a former roommate, DJ Ty. And he's from New Mexico originally.
Uh-huh.
And he decided to say, hey, let's go ahead and start something up. So he basically brought me in, and he and I decided to... First of all, move in together, then decided to just work on the website and find artists and music and DJs in the local area that were kind of about what we were about, which
okay.
is making sure we have something fresh to listen to and give something to the people out there. And, the radio show has been going on Tuesdays for the better part of about 2.5 years, and I've always done the third show of each month on a Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., and it's been pretty consistent.
And that is 9 to 10 Eastern.
That is correct. Eastern Standard Time. So for those that are here,
minus 3 hours, everybody.
Yeah, 6 to 7 p.m. for the drive time crew.
All right, now let's shout out the Breaks FM.
Yeah, Breaks FM. They asked me to do a dubstep show about a
year
ago.
Which is massive, you were telling me earlier.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Breaks FM, it's crazy because, you know, the Breaks DJs, they usually have their regular set of listeners. But then when I get on, next to, you know, there's 70 or 80 people in the chat room. People are just like, oh my gosh, where'd all these people come from? And they want to hear the dubstep. They want to hear the beats. They
right.
want the bass. They want the boom.
Right. So the Breaks FM, that's the first Tuesday.
Right. First Tuesday of each month from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. EST. So for those that are working in offices around here, you can listen from 4 to 5 p.m. PST.
So just a quick hour on that is all you
get. Yeah, just a quick hour. Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, I like to keep things fresh and interesting.
Okay.
So I like to come with different stuff each month. You
right.
know what
oh,
I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I like the people that do Breaks FM all the time where they play the same tunes every
yeah.
week or every other week. You know. That gets repetitive. And I mean, not only am I a DJ, I'm a listener. I'm a lover of music. So you want to hear you want to hear different things too. You know what I mean? So you want to keep things
yeah.
fresh also.
No,
we're always looking for
doubt.
Something new.
Yeah,
I mean, you work at a radio station. Now it is.
I feel you. Dub War NYC.
Oh, the massive one, the big one. Yeah, ooh. Dub War was about a year ago, a little more than a year ago. New York dubstep DJ named Mr. Dave Q.
Mm.
Dave Q decided to start up an all dubstep event in New York City. And next thing you know, one thing led to another. He asked me to play, so I played. And a local DJ from Baltimore named John Ask was the dub DJ, literally playing dub.
Right.
So he would start out, then me and Dave would just play dubstep. And that first started at Bar Sputnik in Brooklyn. We did a couple of events there. Then for Dub War number 3, we brought Code 9 from London over at a club called Rothko in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And all of a sudden, people out of nowhere just started coming up. And the venue was packed. Then the last one, we had Digital Mystics. We had Mala from Digital Mystics for the fourth party. Then the last one, we had it at Avalon, at basically the old Limelight building.
How frequently do these happen?
Bimonthly.
Okay.
Every other month. And the one-year anniversary, the birthday bash, is actually this coming Friday, June 23rd.
Okay.
Also at Avalon.
So now, if anybody wants to find out more information about the stuff we've been talking about here, the Gourmet Beats, Breaks FM, Dub War, we'll find you at, of course, MySpace, where you can find half of the planet nowadays. MySpace.com/JoeNice, just like it sounds, JoeNice.
That's right. Yep, that's it.
And that's
everything's right there. You know, there's got a few friends on there.
Mm-hmm.
You can download mixes. You can check my lovely
that's
pictures
great
of me and everything else. And,
so link up with Joe Nice, myspace.com/JoeNice.
Yeah, if you're a fine female, you know, we'll talk about
that's
it. About
fair enough.
That's it about. Can I shout out some people?
Shout out as many as you like.
Excellent, man. I want to big up yourself and everybody else here at Future Breaks FM for having us on here.
Enough respect.
Yeah, man. Shouts out to Tone for holding it down in the studio, the other side, or the other side of the glass.
Wicked.
No question, man. Shout out to Subtech and Antonio and Insomning and Susie and Megatron and Monk. Shouts out to everybody back home. Everybody back home. Danji, John Ask, Like Touch. Shouts out to the Neighborhood Watch crew. Shouts out to yeah, man, the Fountain Street Sessions crew, Heidi and Joanna.
They're
Retail
gonna hear
Pete.
People everybody will be downloading this archive. They'll
oh yeah, man.
Shout
out. Decoy
it's
Mike and everybody else, man. Logo, everybody.
Nice one.
Silent
nice
Valley crew, you know who you are.
I wanted to Sharks ask you one last question,
no
Mr.
Question,
Nice.
No question.
Before you go back
well,
here.
Actually, yes, you can go ahead and ask.
Okay,
me
one question.
Right on.
We were talking about earlier, you're playing dub plates.
Right.
In this day and age, a lot of folks have decided, you know, it's just easier and cheaper to run up on the CDR, burn whatever you got to do, boom, boom. You're still hanging tough with the dub plates, which is great. I agree with that. Tell folks why you do that.
Dub plates, there's a certain authenticity to the sound, you know?
Yep.
Mike B actually asked me something about this. He's like, oh my gosh, you got all dub plates. Why are you playing dub plates? And I said this to him, and I'll go ahead and say this to you because it was something that I just thought off the top of my head. I said, just because something is precise doesn't mean it's accurate.
Referring to digital technology.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of sound in a digital format, it could sound perfectly clean. It could sound perfectly tuned. The bass could sound clean. The snares could hit at the right frequency.
Right.
But does it sound right? Is it accurate?
There
does it
go
sound true to what your ears tell you?
There's the warmth of the analog sound.
Warmth.
Vinyl, which a dub plate is, acetate.
Yeah, it's acetate.
Will always be better than a CD.
It would always sound
any
better.
Audiophile knows that. However, it's cheaper on a CD, and there's no degradation, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So people do that.
I mean, if you want accuracy, you go with vinyl or dub plates. If you want something that sounds precise, like a studio sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, CDs is the way to go. And that's fine.
I just want to say enough respect for doing that because people don't realize that, all right, a CDR costs like, what, 5 cents depending on how many you get?
Yeah.
If you want to press up a dub play, that's what, 30, 40 bucks?
30 bucks. TurnstileRecords.com.
There you go.
Shout out to Oscar and Sue.
Impressive. Joe Nice, thank you, sir, for coming
blessings,
through
brother
to the program.
Big on, man. Anytime.
The dubstep sound. Go yeah find it.
Yes.
MySpace.com/JoeNice.
And in fact, I'm playing tonight at club at an event called Silent.
Okay.
An event called Silent. I don't know exactly where it is because I left the information at the place I'm staying at. But it's a club Silent. I guess if you know somebody on the big crew that can sort this out, let us know. Hit us up.
There you go. We'll dig up a little bit of information about that and
no
shout
question
it out here in 1 second. Everybody, Joe Nice right here on Future Breaks FM. Thanks for coming through, sir.
Right on, man. Big up. Thanks, man.
And we will be with you in just one sec. All right, all right. And with that, we got to jump out of here. This has been Future Breaks FM right here on KUSF San Francisco. Our guest for the day, of course, Joe Nice, coming from the Baltimore Ting. Also the one representing the B.I.G. crew for our number one. Glad to have those guys here. That's 2 weeks, that we done dubstep here on the program. You know, we had a track from Juju here in town. Juju, who's getting a label going called Narcohertz. You heard it here. Narcohertz is going to be a dubstep label. And they are doing dubstep here at the Futuro Club down there at the Underground SF at the top. But they're doing dubstep once a month. And they did it last Tuesday, which Cyan, who played here on Saturday, he went down and did that. So, you want to find him in town? Go on down there and peep it out at Futuro. Anyways, we got to get out of here. Stay tuned again for the Turkish Cultural Program on behalf of the DJM and the Just One. This is DJ Push again. Thanks again to everybody who came out to the benefit party. We really appreciate all the support and everybody coming down that's been listening to the show for the last 9 years. Find out more about the program by hitting up www.futurebreaks.fm. Get up on your podcast. Get up on your archives. Find the photos. Leave us a message. Do what you like. It's Future Breaks FM. We will see you next week, 4 to 6 here at KUSF. Until that point, we will see you on the dance floor.
Shall witness the day that Babylon shall fall. No matter what the week I say. No matter what the record say.